Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU's Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Nun Vav. V'menatzeach al yonat elam rechokim l'David michtam bechozoto flishtim begat. For the lead player, an yonat elam rechokim, a David michtam, when the plishtim seized him in Gat. This perek also makes reference to an historical event, but is labeled a michtam, not the meskil we have seen previously. What is a michtam? What event does it refer to? And what is a yonat elam rechokim? To start with the first question, what is a michtam? According to Rav Hirsch, a michtam is a memorial, a tenant to be recorded for times to come for himself, for David, and for others, the rechokim, those far away. What is the memorial of? What is David recalling? Bechoz oto flishtim begat, when the plishtim seized him in Gat. We are once again with David as he is fleeing from Shaul, and one of his stops is Gat, the capital city of the Plishtim. David hoped to enter the city anonymously and to escape by being hidden in plain view. But as soon as David enters the city, he is recognized. What does David do? He pretends to be a meshuga, a crazy man. This is the third stop that David has made since trying to find refuge, trying to find a safe place where Shaul won't be able to harm him. David is forced to run to the Plishtim, his archenemy, enemies that he has been actively killing. He is forced to run like a Yonah Elamite. What does Yonah Elamite mean? On a simple level, it can refer to the type of musical instrument that was played when this mizmor was sung. But if we look at each word, we can get some other ideas as well. Yonah is a dove, and Elamite is one that is mute, silenced, because according to Rav Hirsch, all of David's faithful friends were left behind when he ran. He knows that their sympathies are with him in spirit as he is in exile. In Mizmor Nun Hei, we noted that a yonah is a bird that will hop from one wing to the next to avoid being captured, unlike other birds that are easily netted when they rest on the rocks. It fits the theme here as well when David describes trying to run away from Shaul by going to Gat. Or, as the Radak notes, the dove was mute because David disguised himself in Gat, pretending to be a mishuga, a crazy person. David couldn't speak with his usual intelligence. Elam can also mean strong, which is why the term Kel, Aleph Lamed, or Elim, refers to gods in general, and Kel Hashem as Elohim. David is silent like a mute dove because he is surrounded by very strong men. He has no idea how he will emerge from Gat safely. He has no idea where he could possibly go next. He has no idea where he could possibly find refuge. Pasuk bet, Chaneni Elokim, kisha'afani enosh, kol hayom lochem yelchatzeni. Grant me grace, O God, for a man tramples me. All day long the assailant does press me. The attacker in this pasuk is Achish and his servants, who look at David with askance, ready to pounce when they think it is David, their archenemy, only relaxing when David acts like a crazy man. While the one who assails him, the pursuer in this pasuk is Shaul. Pasuk Gimel, Sha'afu shorirai kol hayom, ki rabim lochamim li marom. My attackers trample me all day long, for many assail me, O High One. But David only knows one truth. When his enemies are ready to attack, Yom ira ani alecha iftach, pasuk dalet. When I fear, I will trust in you, Hashem. Pasuk hei, belokim ahalel dvaro, in God whose word I praise. Belokim batachti lo ira, in God I trust, I shall not fear. Ma ya'aseh vasar li, what can flesh do to me? It echoes, does it not, the words we say every week in Havdalah, hine kel yeshuati eftach v'lo evchad. God is the one who saves me. In him I will have faith and trust, and I will not fear. According to the Malbim, David returns to speak to the Plishtim and is scared that they will not believe that he is crazy and will look at him as a spy. This will help us to understand Pasuk Zion. Yaguru yitzponu, they scheme, they lie low. Hema akevai yishmoru, they keep at my heels, ka'asher kivu nafshi, as they hope for my life. Al aven palit lamo, for their mischief, free me from them. Be'av amim hored elokim, in wrath bring down these people, O God. My enemies, says Rashi, expect to find rescue and riches, a reward from Shaul for their evil act. But God, bring them down in your anger. Save me from the plots they devise to kill me. Pasuk tet, nodi safarta ata, my flagrant fate you yourself have counted out. Simadimati benodecha, put my tears in your flask. Halo besifratecha, are they not in your counting?
Rashi says, you know, Hashem, the places I have wandered, the tears I have shed. Place my tears in your flask and preserve them and add them in your accounting with the rest of my troubles.
Az yashuvu oivai achor. Then my enemies will turn back. Biyomikra, on the day that I call. Zeyadati ki elokim li. This I know, that God is for me. When I see that my enemies retreat, after I have prayed to you, Hashem, I will know that you are my God, who protects me from harm. Pasukei be'elokim ahalel dvaro, in God whose word I praise. Be'elokim batachti lo ira, in God I trust, I shall not fear. Ma yaseh vasar li, what can flesh do to me? Kol hayom devarai atzevu, alai kol machshavotam lara, all day long they put pain in my words, against me all their plots for evil. According to the Malbim, David returns to speak of the Plishtim and is scared that they will not believe that he is crazy and will look at him as a spy. This helps to explain Pasuk Zion as well. Yaguru yitzponu hema akave yishmoru kasher kivu nafshi. They scheme, they lie low, they keep at my heels as they hope for my life. Al aven palit lamo, for their mischief, free me from them. Be'af amim hored elokim, in wrath bring down peoples, O God. My enemy, says Rashi, expect to find rescue and riches, a reward from Shaul for their evil act. But God, bring them down in your anger. Save me from the plots they devise to kill me. Nodisa farta ata, my flagrant fate you yourself have counted out. Sima dimati benodecha, put my tears in your flask. Halo besifratecha, are they not in your counting? Rashi says, you know the places I've wandered, Hashem, the tears I have shed. Put my tears in your flask and add them in your accounting with the rest of my troubles.
Az yashuvu oivai achor, then my enemies turn back. Biyom ekra, on the day I will call. Zeyadati ki elokim li, this I know, that God is for me. When I see that the enemies retreat, after I have prayed to you, Hashem, I will know that you are my God, who protects me from harm. We see a repeat, almost word for word, of Pasuk Hei, though this time it is broken up into two psukim, Yud Aleph and Yud Bet. First Yud Aleph, Belokim Ahalel Davar, Bahashem Ahalel Davar. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. Belokim Batachti Lo Ira, Pasuk Yud Bet. In God I trust, I shall not fear. Ma Yaseh Adam Li, what can man do to me? David praises God no matter how God relates to him. Whether as Elohim, with Midat Hadin, with a strict and precise reckoning, whether as Hashem, with Midat HaRachamim, with mercy and grace and compassion. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Alai Elohim Nedarecha, Ashalem Todot Lach, I take upon me, O God, my vows to you, I shall pay thanksgiving offerings to you. While Ibn Ezra feels that the korbanot referred to are olot, korbanot that are burnt completely on the Mizbeach, the various Midrashim, Midrash Tehillim and Yalkut Shimoni, maintain that the korbanot being discussed are todot, and learns from this that in the future, all korbanot will be cancelled, even all tefillot will be cancelled, except the korban todah, the korban of offering of things, and the tefillah of todah, the tefillah of things. How important it is, we learn from this, to give thanks, to acknowledge the good that we have had done to us, especially by Hashem, and to thank him for it. Yudalid ki hitzalta nafshi mi mavet, you saved me from death, David continues. Halo raglai mi dechi, yes, my foot from slipping. Litalech lifnei Elokim be'orachayim, to walk in God's presence in the light of life. What was the specific good that Hashem did for David? Saving him from a certain death, and this, of course, echoes what we say in Hallel, in Tehillim kuf tetzayin ragli mi dechi, saving my feet from stumbling. An interesting idea is seen in the Targum Ketuvim, who explains that Knesset Yisrael is compared to a quiet dove when they are far from their cities, but repeatedly praise Hashem, just like David does in the Mizmor. One final thought from Rav Hirsch has to do with David's overall approach to the trials he is forced to endure by constantly running from Shaul. David regarded any change in his life, for better or for worse, as part of the training course to teach him to fulfill his task. David knew that suffering, as well as joy, were both essential ingredients of this training course. And that, perhaps, is a message we can take from this Mizmor. How to look at the changes, for better and for worse, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, to thank him for them, and to learn from them what we can do next.
Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bar Chaim Leib.